Welcome to the Wi-Fi Entrepreneur Podcast. They say your network is your net worth. So, why not hang with the best entrepreneurs out there? Let's get into it.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wi-Fi Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jackson McKiernan. Really appreciate you tuning into today's episode. Today, I'm joined by Kyle Russell, or e-commerce Kyle. How's it going today, my man?
I'm going well. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. So for those of you who don't know who Kyle is, he's a dropshipping and social media marketing expert. He's been able to achieve a ton at such a young age, which is super awesome. So you can give a little more of a explanation of yourself. I know I sort of just glazed it over, but let the audience know, you know, what you're doing right now, who you are.
Yeah, for sure. So my whole like childhood, I would never say I was deprived of doing the things that I love doing. Like I played every sport that I wanted. I would receive gifts on Christmas, everything a normal, child would have. But the one thing that was kind of different from my family and other families was, when I'd come home from these activities or I'd come home from hanging out with my friends or school, whatever it may be, my parents were always arguing over one thing, and it was always financial based. And I hated that because I would hang out with my friends at their houses, and their parents were talking about their next vacation or the next car they were getting or the next pet they were getting, right? These little things that some of us take for granted, when our parents get at a young age. But then, when you start to get older, you take on some of these obligations, you realize it can be pretty difficult if the finances aren't there. So we've always kind of been struggling with the financial aspect, whether it was like covering mortgage for a house, covering car payments, having just really like crap cars break down whenever we're going from point A to point B. So obviously a light clicked in my head, and it wasn't just like a moment. It was like a time span of like a year, 2 years, 3 years, really when I was in high school. And I was like, I need to do something. And even though I got to college, when I was there, I wasn't making money. I was spending money. And my parents were like trying to chip in, but for the most part, I was really just taking out loans. But at the end of the day, I wasn't chipping in enough financially as much as I wanted to help them out. And so that's what, I started researching what I could do online, entrepreneurship, e-commerce, social media marketing. And it was definitely ideal because it was low startup capital. So I hopped in. Fast forward, almost 2 years now, I've been able to make a full-time living out of it. I've been able to really help my family out financially, just so that they don't have to stress as much about money, and just been able to do things that I've never been able to do because of a lack of finances. I could still work out. I could still, do athletics. I could still visit my friends' colleges, party, have fun, whatever it may be. But I was never able to, take care of my family the way that I needed to financially. And now that I have been able to do that, it's, the sky's the limit from here.
Awesome, man. Yeah, it's a great, great story.
Yep.
Similar to me, man. Like, it's a lot of this entrepreneurship stuff. People have different reasons on why they want to get into it. And, similar to you, I want to do a ton about my family and other stuff like that and just sort of ease that. A lot of people, that's the biggest source of stress in their life, money and stuff like that. And hopefully I can, you and I can be that sort of person to help our parents and help other people as well, which is a great goal, not only just a goal to have, but it's a good motivator too, right? So
yeah, like everybody says, it's one thing when you work for something for yourself, it's another thing when you do it for someone else. Like when your family is depending on it, you're going to get there way quicker, you're going to work way harder at it than if it's just a little goal that you have for yourself.
Yeah, exactly, man. So I know you just talked a bit about how you got introduced to entrepreneurship and e-commerce and stuff like that. Can you go a little more into depth on how you were introduced to drop shipping and sort of what that beginning process looked like?
Yeah, for sure. So, it wasn't that long ago, like 2 years in the time span of how long we're all on this earth is not that long, but my friend introduced me to it, long story short, and he was like, yo, for the last like month, I made like $700, and I haven't spent a dollar on ads. He didn't know how to run ads. He barely knew how to make a website, but he pieced one together. It was like women's bikinis, and he used what was called like an ambassador method, like a DM method, where basically, he was just cranking out 50, 60, 70 DMs a day to these like sorority girls saying, hey, do you want to be an ambassador for my company? Right. And so as long as he had a decent looking website, as long as he was, giving them an incentive to like be an ambassador, right? Like a discount code, for example, they were hopping in and he was making, you know, one or two sales a day. So if he was making, let's say $60 a day and his cost of goods was like 12 bucks, he's making like 50 bucks a day, right? So like after the month, it's some pretty good money. And he introduced me to it and I was like, that's pretty cool. You know, like at the time I was working as a lifeguard, I was doing babysitting, camp counseling, tutoring, you know, like lawn mowing, you name it, I probably have done it, just to, you know, be able to make some money to be able to reinvest in other things. But I started one and I did the exact same thing as him, just with like more so women's like clothes, like leggings and stuff, like dresses, like sundresses, things like that. And I literally probably did the exact same thing. So my first store didn't spend a dollar on it, other than like the plan and like maybe two or three apps. And I probably made like $500, $600 profit in a month, but I was like grinding out like 6 to 8 hours worth of DMs a day to be able to, you know, I was doing DM acquisition is what I would call it now. I had no idea what the hell that was called before, you know? So I was able to make a little bit of money, and among the money that I made the next month, everybody was telling me Facebook ads is the way to go. Facebook ads, Google ads, Snapchat ads, whatever. So but I put all that into Facebook ads. I lost it all in probably 2 weeks. So when that happens, which is a very common thing when, you know, in e-commerce or in any new business venture, is you got to invest a little bit of money into it. And initially you're usually at a cash flow deficit. So I was at this deficit. I was back to square one. I felt like I just wasted the last month. But now looking back, I realized that the month or the 2 weeks that I invested that, it was like, you know, it was just jumping into water when you don't know how to swim in order to learn how to swim. You know, you got to just start, right? It's better to start with no knowledge on Facebook ads, for example, now than to absorb 8 months worth of content and then start 8 months from now, because you just, you push it off, you procrastinate, you think watching YouTube videos is productive, but you don't actually apply the things that you learn in those YouTube videos. But yeah, I got introduced to it by a friend, tried it, it worked. So I like to say that my first store was profitable, but my first attempt at Facebook ads with a store was very much not profitable. Since then, I had to spend a lot of money. I had to work all these side jobs to keep reinvesting, but it was really motivating that I got a taste of that profitability and the idea that the business model worked, right? If I hadn't have had that, I may have quit 4, 5, 6 months down the line. But since I had that, since I knew other people were killing it, since I did have exposure on social media and YouTube to people that were profitable, I was like, I got to just keep my head down and grind through this until I'm profitable. And that's pretty much what I did.
Awesome, man. Yeah, actually, you reminded me, for the listeners, Kyle and I actually met at an event in New York 4 or 5 months ago, which is super awesome. And you told me the story about this lawnmower business you had with your friend, right? I thought that was a super awesome story. So I thought, why not share it on the podcast?
Yeah. So in a sense that we were, you know, I mean, we probably, when we were maybe freshmen, right? Cause when you're in middle school, like it's cute to go and knock on doors to, you know, to mow lawns, but nobody's going to really take you seriously. Yep. So whereas, you know, you they might be like, oh yeah, we'll give you 20 bucks. We'll give you 15 bucks. But we were at a point where, you know, our freshman year, we were knocking on, you know, dozens of doors, just going through the works. And we probably had 10, 20 lawns that we were mowing a month, but we were, probably around a month. But we were, you know, we had to, I mean, like pay for gas. We had to buy new lawnmowers. We had all these expenses. But like at the end of the day, we were just cranking through all these things. And both of us had e-commerce businesses. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but we were investing some of the money that we made. This would have been later. So it wasn't actually like drop shipping. This was like eBay. So we did have a taste of a little bit of e-commerce. Like we were trying to like use it for cash flow to like pay cost of goods and things. We were using it to buy a camera to pay for things that like our parents had that they wanted to sell, that we were going to take a commission of it. But we were just cranking out houses. We were working really hard. We were, you know, charging more than 15, 20 bucks. We probably charged like 40 bucks a house, but you know, we were grinding. We did the same thing when it came to the winter time, when it was shoveling, when it came to autumn and we were raking leaves, anything we could do to scrap up money, we would just take that. And for the most part, we would save it because all of our other friends were out there, you know, like oh, let's go to the mall, right? They ask mom or dad, they give them 20, 30, 40 bucks. Whereas we have to, you know, have it ourselves to go and do whatever we wanted, to go get food, to go to the mall, whatever was. But yeah, I mean, in terms of the lawn mowing, we started small. We worked really hard. We built up this big clientele so that the following years we were the first ones that they were calling up, as opposed to us having to go to them, you know. So in itself, it was a little bit of a business lesson, right? Like the better work you do, the more people you gain on the front end, the more reputability, the more rapport you'll build on the back end. Like they would refer their friends, you know, their neighbors and stuff, and to hit us up to mow their lawns. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't just lawn mowing. Like I said, it was everything, where we were just kind of grinding just to scrap up whatever we could, stash it on the side, save it. And you know, and not take that like hard work for compensation for granted.
Awesome, man. Yeah, it's a dope story to begin with. So all right, my next question has to do sort of with your breakthrough. So when was that moment when you realized that e-commerce or dropshipping was really working for you and that you could, you know, make a full-time income doing it?
So I would say after about like 8 months of like really trial and error, working hours and hours a day simultaneously with, you know, literally like D1 track and field and mechanical engineering my freshman year, that's really when I got into everything. And it was arguably the most difficult thing that I could have been adding on to like my schedule, was another hour or two of learning these little drop shipping things and, you know, absorbing YouTube content, not really knowing where it would go, but just knowing in the back of my mind, I was like taking these proactive steps to like getting somewhere, right? Like after 8 months of really working hard, I hit my first $1,000 day, right? So throughout those months, I had sales, right? It's not like I went 8 months without a sale, but I probably went 3-4 months where I hadn't even launched an ad, right? Or I hadn't followed up on like that DM strategy I kind of talked about with my first store, right? After that store, I was so determined to make paid advertising work. And I was very hung up on the fact that that's kind of the only way that you can scale, which is arguably not really the case, but that's a different story. But I wanted to make Facebook ads work. And so every now and then I would get sales, but it was really this one product that went from one sale to two sales to three sales to 20 sales, upwards of maybe 300 orders in a single day. It was like a $17,500 day, you know, like I'll remember that because I haven't topped that since. Mm-hmm. But this was like almost a year ago, you know, that first product really popped off. And it was probably the 10th or 11th product that I tested. Hadn't really invested that much, right? I maybe invested 1500 or 2000 over the course of 8 months, because I procrastinated probably 4 or 5, just absorbing YouTube content but not actually doing it, right? Not making the store, running the ads. That's where you learn, right? People think they learn from absorbing the content, but you could do those things without having absorbed the content and learn more than from just watching those YouTube videos. But yeah, I mean, it was really that first 1K day, right? Everybody talks about 1K days, you know, how to get to a 1K day, how long does it take to get there, how many orders do you need, you know, what happens with payment processors, all that crap. But like once that happened, you know, it really hit me, because it was, I don't know, 20, 30% margins. And I was like, well, if I could carry that out for 365 days in a row, I'd be making more than my parents. You know, and it's like when that hits you, and when you're like, oh, let me try to have this be duplicatable. When I try something else and it takes off, like that's when you can really get a sense that you can do that for, you know, for a full-time living. But I mean, yeah, like once that popped off, I was just really confident in it. I was like, I feel like it took me 11 products to find that first one, but it might take me 5 to find the next, or 3, just because I really know what to look out for. It took off pretty easily, right? I didn't know much about Facebook ads at the time. I knew enough, obviously, to scale it to like over 200K in a month, but like I genuinely didn't know like 40%, 30% of what I know now. So if I had that same store, that same product, and I rewinded it a year ago, I probably would have been able to take that to like $1 million in a month. But yeah.
Cool, man. Yeah. So I just have another quick question. During those 8 months, was it more of like a gradual progression, or was it just like one new strategy and then like, bam, like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So at first I was like super motivated because I had that profitable store, but then I kind of took a step back and I was like, I need to reevaluate my game plan so that I can really focus on efficiency and scalability, right? Because the one thing I couldn't do before was scale, because I was DMing, right? I couldn't DM more than 6 hours a day. I was doing a lot of busy work, but I wasn't necessarily working efficiently or working smart. So I, you know, needed to take a step back to learn, right? So I said that I would say the first 2-3 months, I could only really afford about an hour or two a day to really to learn these things, because I was in college. I was had a lot on my plate, but I used them, but I watched videos, right? I didn't start up a store. I didn't even click that start a, you know, 14-day free trial button. Hadn't made a Facebook ads account. Didn't even know what that was. Didn't know about Google ads, Snapchat ads, anything. For about 3 to 4 months, right? After those 4 months were over and the summer hit, I said, this is my time to prove to my parents and to prove to myself that this is, you know, this is possible. This is when I need to start, you know, finding profitability. I know people are gonna, you know, shop throughout the summer, whatever. This is what I had going on in my brain. But that's when I really started, was about 4 months after that first store that we talked about earlier. And I, you know, I would say, like I said, I was on and off product tests and learning and product tests and learning, but I wasn't really doing anything differently other than the fact that every new product test I did, I learned something from the one before. So that was a really cool thing, just because over 4 months of absorbing content, I thought that I learned things, but then when I went to apply them and they weren't working, I was like, well, what do I do now? I thought I absorbed the content and all I had to do is apply those, but it was really the trial and error and one product after the other that you learn just a little bit, like just enough to push you in the right direction, you know? But yeah. But yeah, I mean, first 4 months was not very productive. It was mostly content absorption. 4 to 8 months, that's when I took action, testing products, learning after every product test. And it was definitely up and down, because you're losing a lot of money, you're investing it, and it's not, you know, it's not giving you any return. So it's very, very, you know, it can be very depressing. It's like, why am I doing this? I should just give up, just work a job that guarantees me a salary. But once that first product pops off, it's like those, you know, you go from 4 hours a day to 8 hours a day to 10 hours a day, and then you just get hooked because you're like, this works. You know, I'm doing it now. I just got to find a way to make it more efficient. But I wanted to prove to my parents through the summer that I could build a profitable store. And the entire summer, I wasn't able to do that. You know, it wasn't until like the end of the summer that I was actually able to have a profit. It wasn't even the end of summer. It was the beginning of the following school year, right? So right around this time, maybe a month after, is when I had that profitable store and I showed it to my parents. And they're like, that's pretty cool, but can you do that 2, 3, 4, 5 more times? And, you know, fast forward to today, I have done that, live in my own place, you know, I'm independent from them. I help them. And they're like, we trust you with your business endeavors, you know, because you know how to stick your mind, you know, put your mind to something and stick to it until you achieve it, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha, man. Yeah, that's super important. So let's move on to college now. So I know you just dropped out last year. Sort of go through that process of, you know, whether you should stay and finish and get that degree or dropping out and, you know, pursuing e-commerce full time.
Yeah. So a lot of people go to college because someone else tells them what they think is going to be best for them, right? It's not because they say, oh, you know, I remember going to visits with my family to the vet, right? When our pet needed to, you know, when it was sick and it needed to be get antibiotics or whatever. And I saw what the vet was doing and I loved that and I wanted to do that. And I figured out that the way to do that was to go through school, you know, to learn about all these things and then ultimately get that position so that you're working, helping animals, right? But so that person, I think it'd be great for them to go, you know, to take the path that's necessary, right? That they're using school as that vehicle to get to a point where they want to be, that they've established for themselves, right? But when you're young, and this is actually my story pretty much. When I was young, I would always take things apart and I would try to put them back together. And 9 out of 10 times it wasn't successfully, right? So I'll give you an example, an airsoft gun, right? One time I one time a screw fell out and I said, let me take this apart, kind of see how the mechanics work, put it back together, put it back, whether it worked or not. I was just interested kind of how it works. So because of that, my parents were like, oh, engineering, you know, you should be an engineer because you took apart one airsoft gun. You seem to like how the mechanics worked and were interested in that. So engineering, high paying job, go for it, right? All of my school decisions I made were a combination of sports and engineering. I didn't factor in anything else, right? I didn't factor in social life. I didn't factor in how big or small the school is. I didn't factor in if there were other degrees that I might have been interested in, and if the schools that I applied to also offered those if I wanted to do a career change. I didn't know what I wanted. And if you don't know what you want, then, you know, you should figure that out before you dive head into, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of student debt, right? I think school is a great thing if it's the vehicle that you need to take to get to where you want to be, right? If you really want to be a doctor, if you really want to teach, right? Like if that gets you going, if that's what you're passionate about, then I think it's a great thing. But if you don't really know what you want to do, or you just want to travel, you just want to make money, you're not really sure what your why is, right? You're not really sure, you know, if you can see yourself in a specific job or position for 40 or 50 years straight. Like if you're not ready and willing to eat, sleep, and breathe a specific career path, right? Like people will go to school for accounting, right? If you're not ready to do that for the next 40 years, be enthusiastic about it and, you know, not think you're going to have any interest in possibly switching careers, then I think school is a great thing. But the only thing that school doesn't teach you is variation, high income skills, you know, flexibility, like different paths. They try to kind of funnel you into figuring out what you want to do within 4 years. And that's a pretty short amount of time for what someone, you know, for someone to figure out what they might want to do for the next 50 years or 60 years of their life, right? They expect you to figure that out within 4 years. Hell, they expect you to figure that out in high school before you even get to college. And not a lot of people have it figured out. So if you go to college not knowing 100% or 80, even 80% what you want to do, it's like throwing darts at a dartboard blindfolded, right? If you do know what you want to do, and that is the necessary vehicle that you need to take to get there, I think it's a great thing. Even for entrepreneurs, I think it's a great networking opportunity. I think that if you take some entrepreneurship classes on the side, I don't think marketing is a necessary class that you have to take, because a lot of information you need, this is another thing you can learn online, right? My entire freshman year, I did very well with engineering, but I was spending about 8 to 10 hours a day on YouTube learning this content because my professors taught it very poorly, right? So me paying this $10,000 or $20,000 a semester education, right? Paying for this, but teaching myself the content and the material wasn't making much sense to me, right? When it came to e-commerce, marketing, business, I have taught myself through mostly YouTube how everything works, right? How to market, how to advertise, how to build these sites, all of these things, right? So the question is, like, with all of the resources we have on the internet now, what job or what skill can you not learn or develop from the internet, right? What do you need a college degree for, right? Like, I can think of so many different jobs that you can learn the fundamentals from either doing it like an internship wise or learning the, you know, the foundations or the philosophy behind some of these things, like literally on YouTube, right? But the way that our education system is structured, it's kind of a whole other story. In my opinion, I think it should be 2 years of like book education, like theories, things like that, right? Because when I did engineering, the biggest turnoff was I was doing math. You know, I was doing Calc 2, Chem 2, Physics 2, Physics 2 lab, Chem 2 lab, and English all in a semester. And it was just equations this, numbers that. And I'm like, as an engineer, like going to some of these jobs, a lot of them are like on the computer or they're working with like a software or they're hands-on some of these machines. I hadn't touched like a machine or like a contraption. And you know, I didn't get a feel for if that was what I wanted to do for the next 40, 50 years of my life. Like, that's a problem. You know, I think they should have 2 years of learning these you know, learning these concepts, like the book stuff, and then 2 years of like a mandatory internship, right? Because if you take a year where you're like, all right, I want to do engineering, you learn about, you know, all the equations, all the classes, the concepts, all those things, and then you take a year where you're actually doing it, you might figure out at the point where you're actually doing it, you're hands-on, you're trying to fix these things, or you're trying to use these contraptions, that it doesn't really turn you on, right? So now you've only spent a year in school, and you might be like, all right, I want to switch majors, I want to change it to this, right? But if you're a lawyer and you don't have that system where let's say you go to law school, right? And or at least you want to go to law school. So you go 4 years learning all these things, but you never really get to practice it, or you never really get to shadow someone who's doing it. You don't really get a taste of it. Like, you're just doing it so that you can get that piece of paper to move on to the next thing. But it's like this never ending cycle of learning all these things, right? And not applying them. And I was someone who would rather apply it than learn it, right? Because out of every business that I've done, it was the application of what I learned before, or just applying, you know, or just right, like I said, taking action, you know, taking that step and actually doing it, where I learned the most, right? So in school, you do a lot of learning, but you don't do a lot of application, right? That's the one thing I would change, is I would say, try to, you know, apply as you learn, and you'll get a much better understanding of whether you actually want to pursue that or not, right? So I know I can talk a lot, but long story short, if you're like an entrepreneur, if you don't really know what you want to do, then it's not the end of the world to take maybe a gap semester or a year to just do research on what might make you happy, right? What career choice you would actually be passionate about, what you'd be excited to wake up every day to go do, right? Because if you don't know what that career is, then I'd rather someone figure that out than try to have school, you know, or like a college spoon feed it down your throat. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. And sort of going off that application part of what you were talking about, just sort of a story for me. The reason why I'm going to the college I'm going to is because it has this sort of, it's sort of a newer program called a co-op program where, you know, for 6 months, you're actually going out and working full time instead of, you know, going to class and stuff like that. And I'm going to be doing 3 of those. So I'm going to be doing them in 3 different areas of wherever I choose, just you know, what I like, what I don't like. And that's sort of why I'm in particular going to college, just because I really like that. And I hope a bunch of colleges adopt that, you know, going into the future.
That's pretty much everything that I was talking about, right? If you have the opportunity to do it while you learn it, it's going to give you a much better sense of whether you want to do it for essentially the rest of your life, right? But if you're going to a school or you're studying, you know, a career, you know, a career choice that doesn't give you the flexibility or the option of doing that, you're going to be in deep trouble. After you learn all these things for 4 years, you walk into that first job and you hate it, right? Because you're all those 4 years, you didn't really develop any valuable skills that could be applicable to any other markets other than probably that you know, those select few jobs that you went ahead to apply to.
Yeah, definitely. So let's go back to e-commerce for a second. You know, a lot of people that follow me and you are thinking about jumping into the space of either e-commerce or drop shipping. So what would be your advice, you know, for complete beginners, you know, not sure whether they should start in the business? What would be your advice for them on, you know, where to learn, where to start, and sort of how to allocate their time?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I see a lot of people, you know, reaching out to people, asking for help, you know, asking for mentors, like all these different things. And I feel like, you know, if someone is to start any business model, asking questions is great, but the people that have to wait on answers before they take any baby steps or action are the people that are going to get left in the dust. So what I mean by that is, I've had people, you know, who have messaged me, and maybe 2-3 days I get back to them and I'm like, oh, you should go ahead and do this. And they're like, all right, I'm going to implement that now. And I was like, what have you done since the last time you messaged me? And they're like, oh, I was just waiting for your response. I'm like, well, if you wait for a response your whole life, or you wait for someone else to try to teach you, or for someone else to hold your hand, right? Like, if you wait for something to happen, chances are it's never going to happen. Like, you need to go out there and you need to grab it, right? So if you're studying any business, right? And I don't think people should get into e-commerce just if they're interested in making money, because there's a lot of ways to make money, right? I know people who are day trading, who are passionate about it, who like the idea of learning these different skills. They're more analytical, right? I know people who invest in real estate. They're hands-on people. They're personable people. They like to go visit properties. They like to link up with other realtors or other entrepreneurs and just see whether something's going to be a good investment, right? I know people that own vending machines, right? And that are super just like introverts, and they don't like to interact with many people. So they get to buy this thing, put it down, and just maybe hire someone to go collect the money every now and then. Same thing with ATMs, right? There's so many different ways to make money. It's just kind of what goes more into alignment with what you want to do kind of for a living, right? Like, if you want to travel, chances are, you know, like, or let's say travel often, right? Chances are you're probably not going to do something that requires a stationary asset like a vending machine or an ATM, right? You might want to do something like trading or e-commerce or social media marketing, but you have to understand why you're doing it, right? So if you think you might have an interest or be passionate about the web development or the copywriting or the advertising, right? Persuasion skills, you think developing all those things could be applicable to other areas of your life or future jobs that you might get, then I think obviously it's a great, great thing to start. But with any business, you just have to go into it with the mindset that, you know, you're going to experience failures. And the sooner you're experience those and you overcome them, the quicker you'll actually succeed at whatever it is you're trying, right? But it takes a long time. It takes some money, right? And it's going to take some, you know, not only immediate like cash flow deficit, but it's going to drain a lot of energy when you take some of those L's and you have some of those failed products and you learn how to do web development and your first couple of stores are just complete garbage, right? You have to be willing to take a lot of failures for months, if not years, before you might actually turn a profit. And the people that are most willing to do that, and they're willing to, you know, just eat shit, right? Excuse my French, but just like eat shit, take shit, and just bounce back from it. Like, those are the people that are going to succeed with it. But, you know, there's so many things to talk about when it comes to someone who's getting into it. But make sure who you're learning from can, you know, there's a reason why you're choosing them, right? Like, you have to have like a criteria, right? If you're learning from someone that doesn't show that they actively do it, you know, for a living, or that they did it before for a living, or that they've successfully been able to teach others how to do it, right? Like, they should have testimonials. They should have some form of results. They don't need to be like shoving it down their followers' throats, right? If you're trying to follow them on social media, but make sure that they practice what they preach. And those that do practice what they preach, you know, absorb content from them and most importantly, apply that content. And don't pay attention to too many people, because intertwining, you know, integrating different strategies or different techniques will not really get you anywhere. Like, follow one, two, or three people at a time and try to do what they say, and just make sure that they practice what they preach, right? And keep trying it until you get it right, but don't try it, you know, don't try the same thing too many times. Because you need to add a little bit of variation. You need to test all of these different things before you get a feel for what actually works. But the best teacher is hands down is always going to be trial and error. You know, it's not going to be watching that YouTube video and applying it. It's going to be taking what you've learned from, you know, YouTube or articles or whatever, applying it, and then seeing areas where it performed poorly, and then taking notice of that, or taking note of that for the next time you're going to go launch a product or do whatever. But I mean, e-commerce is a great lucrative business model. It's not going anywhere. You know, I always like to say, like, when people ask, you know, is it getting too competitive? Is it dying? I'm like, well, e-commerce is going to stop being a thing that people literally make a living on, like tens of thousands of people, and even social media marketing, right? Like, just retail arbitrage in general, the day that Amazon goes out of business, right? And I don't think Amazon, I don't think eBay, I don't think Etsy, any of those companies are going out of business anytime soon. So you'll always have platforms that you'll be able to sell from, and there's always going to be a demand for online retail.
Yeah, and again, you don't need to know exactly what you want to do, right? Test different things out. Don't
Yeah.
You know, in a dark room and try and think about what you think is best, whether you should drop ship or, you know, put a bunch of ATMs or vending machines around, like go out and actually do it. And, you know, that's the best way to learn what you want to do.
Yeah. And I mean, it's funny because one of my friends who some days makes more than me, he's hit higher months than me. He does affiliate marketing and he's like, dude, I was so tempted to do drop shipping just because there's all these young kids who are putting content out there on YouTube. When it comes to affiliate marketing, there's not a lot of younger kids like me. You know, he's like 20 years old. There's not a lot of people that are like me that, you know, like-minded that I can network with in terms of the style of affiliate marketing that I do. And he had to figure it out himself, like all of these things. He had to work 8, 10, 12 hours a day testing creatives, understanding how to do lead gen, understanding how to build funnels, right? All of these different things. But he didn't do drop shipping, you know, he just experimented around with different things. So even though there weren't people that he necessarily had as like an immediate outlet to hold his hand, he figured out that this is more something that aligns with his morals, his values, because he'd rather sell products that at their retail rates and take a commission of them or like digital things like car insurance or health insurance. He'd rather do those things and help people. Then, you know, he felt more guilty just taking products that were available to the, you know, people from AliExpress and just marking up the price. You know, he saw that as a form of, you know, kind of being unethical, right? If the business model doesn't really align with your morals, your ethics, or what you think you'd be most passionate about, there's many other business models to try.
Yeah, definitely, man. I think that's a good place to wrap it up, man. I really appreciate you coming out to the show today. Go ahead and shout out all your socials and go ahead and say what we can expect. Yeah.
So whether or not you follow me on Instagram, it's ecommerce_Kyle, where I'd more respect your time and your feedback is on my YouTube channel. Again, I think you can literally just search ecommerce Kyle and my thing will be the first thing that pops up. I also have a Twitter, you know, they're all like pretty much the same thing, but if you want to catch me, you know, get any type of advice, see me produce any type of like style of content, the best place to reach me is definitely on my YouTube channel. The second best place to reach me is on my Instagram page.
Awesome, man. Yeah, guys, that's at ecommerce_Kyle on Instagram. I've been following him for a while. He has a bunch of great content on there on the YouTube channel. All right, Kyle, appreciate you again coming on to the show today, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Peace.